Yeah.
Are you going to go see a Kuti today?
Not today. I think tomorrow we'll go for a walk. Tomorrow morning we'll go for a walk. Take people who want to go for a walk and see the monastery. It's an opportunity to. And we were very fortunate, as we we have this really pristine environment to live in. And we are here because you see where these themes of generosity come around. Where we're here in this place because there was the abbot of a Chinese Mahayana monastery. He was getting close to his death, passing away, and he. Offered us like 125 acres of land to start a monastery. We'd had contact, mutual contact back and forth, mostly Ajahn Sumedho, but the rest of our communities had time where we exchanged visits and spent time in each other's communities, and but as he was approaching his death, then Master Hua, the teacher, the abbot, offered 125 acres of land. So it's actually the adjacent parcel to this one. It goes up the mountain that way, and it didn't have anything on it. Didn't have any buildings, didn't have any water, but it was a start. And then it was a gift that we thought, well, and the land looked really rugged. And I said, what are we going to do with this? So I thought, well, we'll just rent a piece of property nearby and see if we can develop it, see if it's possible. And so then he started checking around to see if there's a property close by, and then this property, which is right adjacent to it, was being rented out to somebody. So we figured out, okay, who owns it? And they went to the board, and Ajahn Amaro went to talk with the person who owned this property to see if we could rent it when the current renters left. And he said, well, actually, no, I'm just drawing up the papers to sell it, so you can either buy it or forget it. And so they negotiated a price, which in those days was incredibly reasonable. And it was a really adjacent parcel of another 125 acres. So this property had a small house on it for some of the people who've been here before. You've seen there was the old house that was in the middle there. It's just a little bungalow, but it was enough to start. And where you'll have your council this afternoon, that was a garage, and so it's been fixed up, and so that was what we started with, and we've been sort of developing it, and it's just really the land lends itself to say practicing meditation. It's incredibly quiet. And the forests here in California are really, really quiet. I spent all my monastic life in Thailand, and tropical forests are noisy. It's just a lot going on. Everything's alive and competing with each other, and they're so that insects and birds and, you know, everything, the wildlife. It's amazing. There's a lot going on. So here is just this stillness that's in the forest. It's part of the nature here. And also because it is really rugged land, then you said wherever you can find a flat enough spot to build something, then we can we build our dwelling places, and that gives you know, certain separation and again the ruggedness of the land. You're sort of all, even if you're fairly close by, you can feel quite separate because you're kind of you're down around, or you're around a little knoll or something. There.